Today is the 20th of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian, and it's awesome to be here with you as we really do turn the corner toward Christmas just a few days from now as we celebrate the coming of our Savior Jesus to the world. We read the book of Zephaniah yesterday. Today we'll read Haggai. So Israel was carried away in exile by the Babylonians. It was a terrible time. A time of genocide even for the Jews. A time of human slavery and human trafficking of the Jews. A time of great sorrow. Perhaps the lowest moment for the children of Israel in all of the Bible. About 540 BC, Cyrus, king of Persia, invaded and conquered Babylon. And in 538, a couple years later, he issued a decree allowing the native Israelites to go back to their homeland and rebuild their temple, worship their god, rebuild their culture. This was obviously a great day of liberation for God's people. And the book of Haggai comes about 18 years into that process. So if we were to maybe make a modern day analogy, it would be Rwanda, which about 18 years ago experienced genocide in their nation. So they have been in the process of rebuilding and reimagining who they are. And we're about that far into our future. This is where Haggai comes in the reformation of the Jewish culture. It's a snapshot that's immensely relevant today because it takes a hard look at motivations. Through the prophetic words of Haggai, God challenges his people about what matters most to them. God also offers hopeful promises to those who will take courage, even though they have grown very weary, because of the realization that Jerusalem and the temple may never be rebuilt to the splendor that Solomon had built it. Things may never get back to the way they were, and maybe they're not supposed to. Haggai invites us all to turn the spotlight on ourselves and see whether it's God's work or our own satisfaction that we hold highest in our lives. Whether it's God's will or our own sense of accomplishment and movement inside of our own strength that matters most to us. It invites us basically to man up in the face of discouragement, knowing that God is supremely faithful and sovereign. And once the light of truth comes crashing into our lives, it invites us to repent and live pure lives. And it shows us that we can live courageously for God, building his kingdom, because he is always with us, ever present, regardless of circumstance or emotions. We are secure. And as we are faithful to God, he is faithful to us. So the book of Haggai from the English Standard Version. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time is not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so, to put them into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house that I may take pleasure in it, and that I may be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, and behold, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Declares the Lord of hosts. because of my house that lies in ruins, while each of you busies himself with his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you have withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its produce. And I have called for a drought on the land and the hills, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, on what the ground brings forth, on man and beast, and on all their labors. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke to the people with the Lord's message. I am with you, declares the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the month, in the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the remnant of the people, and say, who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts. According to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit remains in your midst. Fear not, for thus says the Lord of hosts. Yet once more, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, so that the treasures of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet. Thus says the Lord of hosts, ask the priests about the law. If someone carries holy meat in the fold of his garment and touches with his fold bread or stew or wine or oil or any kind of food, does it become holy? The priest answered and said, no. Then Haggai said, if someone who is unclean by contact with a dead body touches any of these, does it become unclean? The priests answered and said, it does become unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, so is it with this people and with this nation before me, declares the Lord, and so with every work of their hands. What they offer there is unclean. Now then, consider from this day onward, before stone was placed upon stone in the temple of the Lord, how did you fare? When one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were but 20. I struck you and all the products of your toil with blight and with mildew and with hail, yet you did not turn to me, declares the Lord. Consider from this day onward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, since the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider, is the seed yet in the barn? Indeed, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have yielded nothing, but from this day on, I will bless you. The word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I am about to shake the heavens and the earth, and to overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I am about to destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and overthrow the chariots and their riders. And the horses and their riders shall go down, every one by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and make you like a signet ring. For I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts. Revelation chapter 11. Then I was given a measuring rod like a staff, and I was told, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and those who worship there. But do not measure the court outside the temple. Leave that out, for it is given over to the nations, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. And I will grant authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone would harm them, fire pours from their mouth and consumes their foes. If anyone would harm them, this is how he is doomed to be killed. They have the power to shut the sky, that no rain may fall during the days of their prophesying. And they have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they desire. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that rises from the bottomless pit will make war on them and conquer them and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city that symbolically is called Sodom in Egypt, where their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, some of the peoples and tribes and languages and nations will gaze at their dead bodies and refuse to let them be placed in a tomb. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and make merry and exchange presents, because these two prophets had been a torment to those who dwell on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood up on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, Come up here. And they went up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies watched them. And at that hour, there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is soon to come. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, and for the rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great, and for destroying the destroyers of the earth. Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen within his temple. There were flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and heavy hail. Psalm 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart. To the choir master, the Psalm of David. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me! They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Proverbs 30, 15, and 16. The leech has two daughters, give and give. Three things are never satisfied, four never say enough. Sheol, the barren womb, the land never satisfied with water, and the fire that never says enough. I so deeply love the imagery in this song. I love that there is nowhere that I can go. And I have come to truly and deeply believe this to be true. There is nowhere. There is nothing. It's impossible for me to get out of God's care and presence. I can reject him outright, and he'll be a gentleman and let me destroy myself. Oh, but I don't want that. And so there's nothing that I can do. There's nowhere that I can go. To the depths of the earth, to the heights of the heavens, there's nowhere that I can go that he is not. And what a comforting worldview all of a sudden that brings, that descends upon my heart and mind. There's nowhere that I can go. I cannot escape his passionate love for me. And I don't want to. And so everywhere I go, he is. Everywhere you go, he is. Because he is who he is, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. There's nowhere we can go that he is not. So God, we come into your presence, and there's nowhere we could go that isn't in your presence. And we thank you for that. So often we allow every little circumstance of life to dictate how we feel about you. And you transcend all of that. And with grace and kindness, still stay with us. We only know what we know, and we confess that we don't know all there is. And so often we've decided that all we know is all there is. And we've created a posture of heart toward you with our own knowledge. and made you only what we can imagine you to be. And you are far and away beyond anything we can ever think, anything we can ever comprehend. And so we come into your presence, realizing that you stay with us. We can't get out of your grasp unless we simply ask you to leave us alone. And we do that in many ways with our thought, word, and deed. But I don't believe any of us would literally say, God, I have no more to do with you. Leave me. Take your presence from me. We wouldn't say that. And so you are present to us in everything. We just ask that we be present to you. And Holy Spirit, we need your help. So we ask for your help, even as we deeply contemplate your arrival. On this earth, we need your help to be present to you. Help us, we pray, in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And the website, of course, is where we jump off into community. Bunch of stuff going on around here. We're getting ready to launch the Daily Audio Psalm, which is January 1st. So just a little while from now, another week and a half. But it should already have appeared in the app. If you have the Daily Audio Bible app, you'll find Daily Audio Psalm just waiting to go. And then it will go live. It's already in iTunes if that's how you listen. So you may want to subscribe there and just get ready for the Daily Audio Psalm. 2 minutes a day going through the Psalms, switching translations every day, really bringing this beautiful bouquet of the Psalms into our lives, as well as a brand new daily audio proverb. So those are all ready to go in the app for the new year. And they're already ready on iTunes and everywhere else. So keep that in your prayers as we launch these. Captivating registration is open. The Daily Audio Bible Women's event coming up this April 4th through 7th. Up in the southern Appalachian Mountains of northern Georgia. It's going to be a spectacular event. It's a great Christmas idea, men, to send your wives to this. You can register them at dailyaudiobible.com. And ladies, it's a great Christmas gift to give to yourself. Give yourself permission for a weekend away with the lover of your soul, with God. Undistracted, uninterrupted time with God changes so much in such profound and deep ways. So captivating, the Daily Audio Bible Women's Captivating Retreat is open for registration at dailyaudiobible.com. Okay, the last family gathering of the year is coming up in about a week and a half, the 29th of December. So it'll be after Christmas, and it'll be taking place in the Phoenix, Arizona area. It'll be our last live broadcast of the year. And love to see you. I would love to meet you. And actually, we're bringing the whole crew, everybody. The whole family will be out, and we'd very much love the chance and opportunity to meet you, get to know you, shake your hand, hug your neck, hear your story. If you want the details, email dabteam@dailyaudiobible.com and we'll get them to you. Okay, last but not least, and I've saved this for last because it's so exquisite and so tasty and so joyful and so wonderful. So, I mean, Daily Audio Bible is made up of a small staff, a small crew. We're a little militia trying to do world-changing things. We've never really set out to build this massive infrastructure. Although it's grown to be quite massive, it's maintained by a few who do a lot of things well and work really, really hard. And for the past couple of years, I have had a wonderful assistant, and her name is Sarah Jane. And she came from London, and I remember when she was in London and meeting her there that I thought she was great. And I thought, man, I would wish I could find somebody like her to work with me. And lo and behold, she came back to America and did. and so she's helped me in a number of ways. So she lives in Colorado Springs now, and she and her husband, for 9 months have been pregnant, and she had a baby girl, Abigail Faith Moroni. She was born at 9:38 a.m. on the 18th of December. She weighed 7 pounds 14 ounces and was 20 1/4 inches long. Mother and child are doing well and resting, and I congratulate the Moronis, and I'm so happy and cannot wait to personally meet this baby girl. And I look forward to watching her grow up. And so we deeply, deeply congratulate as a community of faith all over the world, and deeply rejoice together with the coming of this child. Okay, so that's it for today. Let's rejoice together for the coming of Abigail Faith. I'm Brian, I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Mavis from New York. I just came back, just like a follow-up. I just came back from the doctors, and the first follow-up. It turns out that I have a rash that's usually a rare response to an allergic response to antibiotic, but I wasn't on the antibiotic. So, calling a spade a spade, this is a spiritual attack, and I'm not talking much about it. I just want to pray, because it's just a deceptive attack. It's supposed to make me feel sick or act sick, and I'm not sick. I'm healed and whole, and covered by the blood of Jesus. He came that all my sins, my ailments might be healed, and took up all my sins and all my ailments on that cross. And I am just resurrected and just in his new body, his resurrected body. In Christ Jesus, I'm completely healed and alive and whole and healthy. So I'm excited because this is an attack, and I just want the devil to know that you sent an attack to one person, and guess what? There are going to be a million more who are going to hear this prayer request and get closer to God and pray. And this is not my first time having this kind of random something happening to your body that's just like either an infection or something that you shouldn't have at this stage of your life, or you shouldn't have if this is near your circumstance. There's no reason for this. The doctor's puzzled. But I know that I'm for the glory of God. So please I want you to, I know my prayers are answered. I just want you to shout for his glory. Really just glorify his name and thank him. Because that's what I'm here for, and that's what we're all here for. I love this God. I love that he has kept me the way he has. And hallelujah. Let the angels sing your praise, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are so wonderful. Thank you. Love you, family. And Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, depending on when you get
this. Bye. Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jocelyn in Atlanta. I am calling with a very strange praise report and a prayer request. So the praise is that my dad fell down at work today, and he is in the Seattle area. His name is Lee Barker, and he broke some ribs, and he punctured his lung and ended up in the hospital. And so that's the praise, and the reason why it's a praise is because during the examination, they found out that he had an aneurysm in his chest. So I'm glad that they found it, because now they can do some treatment, and more praise is that he's not going to need any surgery at this point for his punctured lung or for the aneurysm. So just thank you, God, for allowing this, what we normally consider a horrible situation, to be a wonderful blessing to help us see that this was going on. So the prayer is that he'll have quick healing, that my mom, who has dementia, will have plenty of support in place to help her care for my dad since she's not able to drive, and that everything goes smoothly, and that this is a great wake-up call for my dad to kind of adjust the amount of stress that's in his life. So, love you guys, and today is December 7th, so I know by the time you hear this, everything will be well underway, but I appreciate your prayers and love you guys dearly. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, this is Sharon. My husband Brian and I have separated. I separated from him because he's a binge drinker, and it was just getting so bad, and he also can be verbally abusive and stuff. So I separated from him, not to divorce him, but just to hope that he would get some help. And he has gone the other way. He now hates me. He wants a divorce. He's going to go with on his Native American on his reservation, and he's not even willing to talk about it. Please pray for us. I'm Sharon. He's Brian. And I guess he's in rebellion, and a lot of people have, he's told a lot of people about our marriage, even put it on Facebook, and they're giving him all kinds of wisdom that's not wisdom. Even his mother is speaking against our marriage, and I've been with him for 4 years and just loved him and tried to be there for him and walk through this with him. So if you could please pray for us, pray that he would be delivered, that he would want to go get help. He's also bipolar. He would want to go get his meds, and that our marriage would not end in divorce. And just pray covering for me and protection and wisdom. Thank you.
Yes, Daily Audio Bible family. Good morning. This is Greg from Fallbrook, California. It is December 8th. And first off, I just want to say, Brian, your message after your reading this morning, wow, that spoke right to me. I've been praying very hard on some problems in my life. One of them, lack of a job, and that just spoke to me. The main reason why I'm calling family is I'd like to lift up my 8-month-old grandson, Carter Walters. He has been diagnosed with a condition, I'm going to try not to slaughter it, laryngomalacia. From what I understand, it's a softening of the larynx. And at times, it will get so bad, it is very labored, his labored breathing, and his chest is, the little boy is just struggling to catch a breath. And the doctors have been saying if he grows out of it, great. If not, he's going to have to have surgery in March. I'd like that not to happen, and ask the family to lift him up and to pray and ask the Lord Jesus for a miraculous healing of this young man, and that he makes it through, and he doesn't have to go through the surgery. Thank you all, and you guys are a wonderful community.
Greetings, Daily Audio Bible. This is Tommy from Miami, Florida. I'm calling because I'd like to thank the community for having the Bible in my life. I've been listening to it, and I love being surrounded by the Word. I'm a musician, and I play for this group called Just the Harvest, and we are a reggae group focused in playing in the streets and playing with the Word, mainly having the Word of God around us. And right now, I'd like to request a prayer because we're going through this process of releasing an album, a reggae Christian album, and I feel like at this time I myself, along with others in the group, are going through a lot of testing time. A lot of things are happening, and we need resources to complete our goal, which is to use our talent for the calling which I feel in my heart is to play music and sing of the Almighty's righteousness and to teach people the ways of God along with myself, as by doing that I learn myself. And I just like to thank everybody who I've heard their prayers, and I'm really thankful for being part of this community. I ask that you pray for us in this time, and that the Almighty's will is present among our lives. In the name of Jesus Christo. Amen. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Bart in North Carolina. The Holy Spirit has really been bugging me for a couple of days to call, and finally I've gotten off my butt and do it. This is specifically for Krista in Minnesota. I'm right there with you about the head knowledge and then still struggling with the addictions or the thought. And the only thing I can tell you that I was over to overcome it was, you know, to connect my head and my heart was actual daily prayer out loud. It's crazy how much it has brought me closer and get through those things. So I really encourage doing that. Go, you said you'd been to Captivating. Go to Ransom Heart, download that daily prayer, say that first thing in the morning out loud. Go in another room. Let your husband sleep in, go in another room, say that out loud, and you will really start to connect with your heart. I know the DAB podcast has it in their audio thing, and you can read along with that, too. I really encourage that. I got so much to tell you, but I can't get in 2 minutes. Don't hesitate to email me, slaveofjesus923@gmail.com. I feel like I've been in the journey you're in right now. To everyone else who's helped me in this journey, Kim in California, glad to hear your cats are going good. Danny, St. Petersburg. It's Natanya in France. I hope God's will happened in your marriage. And then always my first DAB connection, Danielle in China, and so many people that don't even realize how much they've helped me, Blind Tony and people that I've just never reached out and touched. But thank you. Thank you for this format, and Merry Christmas, everybody.